What we'd like to know, what I'd like to know, what the committee would probably like to know, is where are we with discussions of the reality of actually building one of these plants in Oklahoma in the near future?
Well, the reality is we're prepared to start today. We can't build a $175 million facility on speculation. We are aware that this process costs more than it costs to deep well inject fluid. We understand the water cut is different here. We get all of that. I can tell you that these operators are not going to do anything other than deep well inject until they're forced to. I'm not going to tell you who said that, but that is the bottom line. That's the harsh reality. They're not going to make a change until they're forced to, and you can see why. As far as IOGA and the OCC, I hate to say it, but it's a dog and pony show. Most of the people are very competent in their respective fields. However, when it comes to water management and understanding a process like this, they're not competent to vet these processes out. And from my experience over these past 3 years, it's been a dog and pony show.
Mayor, Chairman, when you say forced to, now we're talking about forced to, and I'm going to use my own words, not your words, Mr. Chairman, if I may. That would include rulings from either the federal government, Environmental Protection Agency, or a state agency such as the Corporation Commission. Let me make it clear. It's your opinion that none of this will happen with recycling unless they are forced to, i.e. meaning government or court intervention.
Correct.
Is that a fair statement?
That's absolutely correct. There's just no reason to. There's no reason to change.
Further, Mr. Chairman, on a different subject.
Follow up.
In Oklahoma, we have what I consider already, and I'm going to the concept of P3s, the idea of public-private partnerships to create environmentally friendly, attractive, for example, members of the committee, the Grand River Dam Authority is something that comes to mind, in my opinion, is in the model of a P3, where there would be a public-private, you've heard my opening statements about public-private partnerships to build either a facility as a P3 or more than one in order to essentially remove saltwater injection wells as a process of searching for commodities. Is that something that has ever been discussed with you as far as the industry here in Oklahoma?
No, it hasn't. And that would be one way. I should take back what I said. It's never going to happen. I mean, that would be one way where I could foresee them making a change. But unless you could compete with the current all-in cost per barrel, and in the slide I think we saw 50 cents a barrel, so it's anywhere between 25 cents and $2 all-in per barrel. That includes transportation and absolute disposal. If you can't compete with that, then there's no reason to make a change, period.
Finally, Mr. Chairman.
Follow up.
Thank you. Now, in all fairness to the industry, you can't blame them. If the world market of let's say oil is at, well, it's an arbitrary figure of $45 a barrel, and their cost gets their sale price on the open market at 47, they're at an economic disadvantage. So in many respects, the industry is forced by world commodity market effects. But at the same time, with a P3, for example, going to the point that I made in my opening remarks, if we had, if I may, Mr. Chairman, something theoretically called the Sovereign Wealth Trust Fund, where a slight increase in the automotive truck and gasoline fund were increased, let's say, 3 cents a gallon at the state level, use those funds to create a P3 in order so that the economic impact to maybe the commodities producers and the public would be limited. Is that an idea that's been expressed anywhere else in the country or something that you've thought about?
No, it's never been brought up from any of the EMPs that I've spoken with in the state of Oklahoma. Obviously, it makes sense. You have to figure out how to offset this cost, this burden to their balance sheet. But it's no different than the steel industry in the 70s. I mean, I came out here from Pittsburgh today. It's no different.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we dumped the water in the river. Not we. Obviously, I wasn't doing that. But water was dumped into the river. That was the norm. And regulators stepped in and said, you can't do that anymore. And the steel industry said, well, we can't afford it. And we don't dump the water in the river anymore.
But if I may, Mr. Chairman, look what's happened to the steel industry. We can't have that happen in Oklahoma.
A little bit different. That's more of an issue, I believe, of a product being available elsewhere at a cheaper price. I think a little bit different, but